This is a really ambitious plan and one that everyone can be very proud of. You're absolutely right that the executive did kick off on the preparation of the plan initially, but actually that was in the initial stage, and we had a very consultative process where all students and all staff had the opportunity to feed in, and they were feeding in on the themes of our work streams. So I think that approach was very open, it was very transparent, and we've arrived at a strategy that's very ambitious, and I think it sets us up well for the next 5 years. We no longer think about MTU as a project. You know, it was a project before we came into being. We've had almost 2 years now in what I would describe as quite challenging circumstances. In some ways, we're thinking of this academic year as our proper start. We can all meet in person and interact in the usual ways. So we have a very ambitious strategy and one that we're very proud of.
There's a number of different, I suppose, aspects to the report. There's the equality, inclusion, sustainability, collective commitment to a multi-campus technological university, digital infrastructure and capabilities, and then physical infrastructure and capabilities as well. So you're across all those five areas, you're looking for progress and development over the next 5 years.
So, Jerry, just to be clear, we describe those five areas as strategic enablers. So, we don't have those sitting out as separate aspects of our strategy. By enablers, we mean that they absolutely underpin our success in everything that we do, in our teaching, in our interactions with the community, our people of the community, and that means within MTU and the area in which we sit. All of our work and our research, those strategic enablers underpin all of it, so they run all the way through. They're all very important to us.
Okay. Under the research innovation entrepreneurial ecosystem you're looking to develop, you're looking to embed, grow, lead research and innovation across all your activities, underpinned and by contributing to international good practice, research integrity and principles. How much of a challenge will that be for the MTU? One of the I suppose, because of the nature of it and the history of how third level education has developed over the years in Ireland, it's been more the universities that have been centres of innovation and growth. Is that a big change for the MTU as it is now to lead in that way?
I think it absolutely builds on many of the strengths that we already have in place at MTU. I've been so impressed to see so many examples of entrepreneurship and innovation. I would actually argue that it's a real strength of our technological universities. I certainly see it in great abundance across MTU. And again, that goes through everything that we do. It's not just people who are spending their whole time focusing on research. Our undergraduates have outstanding opportunities to really take part in projects dealing with innovation and with entrepreneurship. I would say that's an area of strength and one that we're going to grow more and more.
Yeah. One of the areas you focus on as well is developing, I suppose, committees and structures that are cross campus and cross university between Cork and Kerry. How important is that side of things to pull the whole thing together and cement it as one university across two counties?
Yeah, that really goes back to that strategic enabler that you mentioned about that collective commitment to a multi-campus university. And it's something that we were discussing yesterday at the launch and really celebrating at the launch. You know, we are a multi-campus university. There's different cultures, there's different heritage on each of those campuses, and that's something to be celebrated. And at the same time, working together to make sure that we have that sense of belonging to MTU and that we genuinely benefit from the breadth of our activities. So really important to us, really important. And I'll give you an example. So today the executive we're going to be meeting on NMCI. That's the National Maritime College of Ireland. We'll be there. Yesterday we launched the strategy on the North Campus in Tralee and Kerry. So lots of all of the activities across all of our campuses are really important for MTU.
One of the big challenges in the sector, with particularly regards to funding, is physical infrastructure and the need to upgrade and develop. Your plan will be to develop a multi-campus master plan, green campus sustainability, a public realm strategy, a shovel-ready project development plan, space management strategy, and facilities management. All of that is going to take money. Will you be able to get that money?
So the minister mentioned yesterday about the fact that in the legislation for the technological universities, The legislation covers the fact that the technological universities are now able to borrow. That wasn't the case for the IOTs. We still need the borrowing framework to be put in place, so we really, you know, look forward to that arriving. And I want to say thank you to Radio Kerry. You made a fantastic, played a fantastic role yesterday in the interview with the Minister. We really welcomed the comments that the Minister made about the fact that he and Antishok had reached an agreement during the summer that the state would part fund the cost of student accommodation. And this is really fundamentally important. We need a borrowing framework, so access to funds. We will need subsidies so that we can make sure that when we're in a position, and as you say, we've done all the planning and we're ready to go, that we can build accommodation for our students so we can help in this crisis. And we can build accommodation that's affordable for our students. So the students' unions called out very clearly yesterday about what's needed, and they spoke about functional rather than fancy. So it has to be affordable. So we really look forward to hearing more information on that from the government. And we'd also...
Yes, sorry.
We also meant... Sorry to cut across you there, Jerry. There's the student accommodation part of infrastructure, but there's also infrastructure for our learning and teaching and research. And that's something that I was, you know, we were calling out in our speech yesterday. We have some cases that have been submitted, and we're waiting to hear the results of those. So we're holding our breath and keeping our fingers crossed, because there's aspects of our estate that does need to be updated to make sure that we have, you know, state-of-the-art facilities which our students deserve, and also that we're well placed to deal with the increase in student numbers given the population of the South West.
And with that in mind, will there be a plan there, or would it be your hope when that legislation does get enacted and you're able to go out and borrow to develop accommodation that you develop it both in Cork as well as Kerry?
We're looking, again, going back to that multi-campus approach, we're always thinking across all of our campuses and MTU. So we've established a scoping group. We're actually looking at all the possibilities for our student accommodation, where it's best placed, where it would best suit our students. And we're looking at that all across our campuses on MTU.
Can I ask you, the reception you've gotten, obviously the Minister positive, he feels it's going to be a centre for inclusion as well. That's part of your plan, both by way of digital, but also by way, I suppose, of learning for people with disabilities and from all sectors of our community. That's another part of your plan unveiled yesterday.
Yes. So equality, diversity and inclusion is fundamentally important to MTU, and we're absolutely trailblazing in that whole area to make sure that the diversity of the community, you know, the diversity of humanity is actually reflected within the student and the staff population of a university. So that's an ongoing process where we have to challenge ourselves continually to make sure that we are being as inclusive, and to ask ourselves anytime we make a decision, does that decision inadvertently exclude anyone in any way, and really think about how we strive for that increased diversity in all of our decision making.
Okay, finally, but on this element of it, are you confident that you'll be able to achieve all you've set out to do in the next 5 years, from 2022 to 2027?
Absolutely. I think the ambition and the drive from staff at MTU is so positive. People are genuinely really ambitious and working really hard to make sure that MTU succeeds and that we reach our ambitions. We're really positive about working well with the community in which we sit. We've been talking a lot about, you know, infrastructure, buildings for learning and teaching and for student accommodation. We will move as quickly as we can. Things take time. We're really delighted to hear the comments that, you know, the Minister made yesterday, and we look forward to hearing those details. But for now, I would like to just issue a huge thank you to everyone who participated in the Rent a Room scheme, and in so doing, really providing safe, affordable accommodation for our students, and we're really, really grateful
for that.
Did
that make a difference this year?
It made a difference, and I would like to make sure that everyone knows that we are extremely grateful.
Okay.
Thank you.
One of the key elements at Fescusic is obviously assessing and implementing the plan and then keeping a record of how things are going. You've set out a number of different, I suppose, indicators that you'll be able to tell if you're making those targets or not. Some of them, as you said, pretty ambitious. You want research income of 35 million per annum. You want research assignments with industry, 550 licenses, options and agreements. You want high quality publications in terms of the knowledge area, 350 of which are 75% will be in open access journals. Those are the things you're going to be measuring as you go along to see if you're hitting those targets.
Absolutely, absolutely. And everyone's well aware that this is our strategy document. Strategies about choices. So with these ambitions and with these targets set in front of us, that then is a really clear roadmap for us making our decisions to make sure that our decisions support staff and students in achieving these targets. We'll be monitoring them as we go.
Sure. Final point. On the Kerry campus and your Kerry side of things, one of the big physical infrastructure buildings you have is the Kerry Sports Academy. What's your vision for that in the future? It's Coltis Kultori Éireann are in there, of course. It's used. It's got some fantastic facilities. In the terms of community involvement, this year it was used by the Rose of Tralee. Are you talking to them perhaps about next year? And would there be a different arrangement this time next year? The CEO of that festival, not too happy with how this year went. Not fully happy, but wants to talk to you again about next year. What's your response to that?
Well, from what I've heard, the festival went really well. So that's the first thing to say. When you asked me about the Kerry Sports Academy, it's a fantastic facility, isn't it? It's a superb facility. And it's really important that it serves the community. I think we consider it to be a multi-functional facility. So it's there for learning and teaching. It's there for research. And as I say, it serves the community really well. So we haven't received an application for the Rose of Tralee beyond this year. It was considered this year that was an agreement on a one-year basis. So if we do, we'll consider it in due course.
You'd be open to it, to consider it?
As I say, if we receive another application, we would then consider it through our processes.
Okay, Professor Cusack, thanks so much for talking to us in the programme this morning, and good luck with the plan.
Thank you so much.